أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله. من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة، صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In this lecture, the subject which I'm going to talk about is about the quantity of the social communication. It is also a very important subject that we should understand it at first, and then according to the advice of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, we should put them in practice. In our practical life, we should practice according to these methods and these rules which our Prophet, peace be upon him, said about the quantity of the social communication. And you know that communication is very important in human being. I mean that mankind by nature is a social being. So he needs to live in a society. He lives to be with the others. Till he should fulfill their desires and their needs. So of course, one of the things which is important here and is very necessary that we should understand, that is the quantity of the social communication. First of all, let me give you some information about the importance of this matter. And also, I will refer to a short introduction. You know that time is very important in one's life. According to the hadith, we know that time is very important, and Almighty Allah gave this precious thing to the mankind. And you know it, as there is a very famous proverb which says that time is gold, do not sell it cheap. While according to the hadith, when we think deeply over this proverb, we will understand that this proverb is not a right proverb. And it is not a true proverb. Why? Because time is not gold. And if you lose the gold, then you will be able to achieve the gold by paying some amount, by paying some money. And you can buy it again. But if you lose the time, then by no means you are not able to achieve and to catch the time. Because time, when it went, then it will be gone forever. And it is not regainable. And you cannot take it again. That's why, according to the hadith, we see that our first imam says, اغتنم الفرصة قبل أن تكون غصة الفرصة تمر كمر السحاب. فرصت means opportunity, means time. When it went, it will go like the cloud. It means that it will not return again. And it is not returnable. Then we should seize the opportunity. اغتنم الفرصة قبل أن تكون غصة. Because when the time passed, then we cannot do anything except this, that we become very unhappy, that these unhappiness and sadness is no use. What is the use of this when you lost the time, when your age passed, when you become old, and during your youth, so that golden time passed, then what can you do? Can you able to bring that childhood again? No, of course, it is not possible. Up to here, we understood that time is very important. Now let me give you a hadith, a narration from Imam Ma'soom, who says, لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع. From this hadith, we can understand the importance of the age and the importance of the time life. In this hadith, Imam says that in the hereafter, no one take a step, no one move, no one walk, but four questions will be asked from him. The first question which will be asked from this person is this: where have you spent your life? How have you spent your life? لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع عن عمره فيما أفنى. Have you spent your life, your age, your time in a good way? Or not? You have spent it in a bad way. So everyone should answer this question. So now let's we have a glance in our life, the time which is past, that how have we spent this time? It is a great question. And then the second question which everyone should answer is this, that when have you spent your youth time? When you were young, how have you spent that golden time? وَعَنْ شَبَابِهِ فِي مَا أَبْلَهُ. Then the third question, وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اِكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَ. The third question will be about the property. Where have you earned the property, the money? From where have you collected these amount? So everyone should answer that. And when we are able that we answer, that we collected all these property from a very halal way, then again, it is necessary that we should answer to another question about the property. That where have you spent this halal property? Some of the people, they think that when we earn something, some property from a halal way, then we are able to use and to spend whenever we want. While according to the hadith, it is not like this. The property is the blessing of the Almighty Allah. Even if we have collected from a halal way, then it is necessary that we should spend them in a halal way. And the last question is this: وَعَنْ هُبِّنَا أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. Almighty Allah will ask from the love of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And it is again very important. But the example which I wanted to tell you is this, that the first question is about our life, about this time that we have it. And we should use it in a correct path. So it is very important that we should know the precious of the time and we should seize the opportunities. Now, when we understood these two matters in this introduction, let me tell you some rules of the quantity of the communication which is advised by our Prophet, peace be upon him. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, he used to divide his times for worshipping Almighty Allah, for picnic, for sleeping. So he had a very special and defined and given a discipline for that, in a very fixed timetable. And he never spent and waste his second. He was worshipping Almighty Allah. He was guiding the people. He was preaching the others. So it is very important that we should know it in according to a discipline, an order. We should have a very fixed timetable in our life, and according to that timetable we should go further. Now I will give you some rules about this matter from the advice and from the hadiths which came from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. The first thing which is very important is this, that we should know it, that our Prophet said, "Az-ziyara tunbi'ul mawadda." Do you know? When you visit each other, so it increases the love among you. And it is very important. So it means that you should visit your relatives, visit your families, you visit your kins. So it is important. Some of the people, they rarely visit each other, or they never visit their families, and they cut off from their families, and they cut their relations to their families. So it is not recommendable, and it is not good. But this is important, that we should know the quantity of the communication. Our Prophet advised to the others that when you want to visit your neighbors, when you want to visit your brothers, your sisters, your family, your close relatives, so it should not be so much. It should not be in that way that he says that it is enough for me. And he becomes boring. And this visiting becomes boring. Let me give you a short example. My dear brother and sister, see, if you visit your close relatives every day or twice in a day, so of course he will become very tired of visiting you. And he will wish that he should not visit you and should not see you. So it is not good. And that is the advice of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. He says that zur ghibban tazid hubban. Rarely you should visit your relatives, because it will increase the hub. It will increase the love and like among you. But if you visit your close relatives every day, daily, so of course he will become very bored, and he will become tired, and then he will not enjoy from seeing you. So it is very important that we should know how much should be the quantity of our social communication with the others. And you know it, and it is very obvious that some of our relatives, like those who are our children, our close family, those who are living in one house, like husband and wife, so of course they will visit each other every day and every time they want, because they are one family. But some of our relatives, they are a little far away from us. According to them, so it is necessary that we should have a fixed time. And whenever it is necessary, we should visit them. Rarely we should visit them. There is another hadith from our Prophet, peace be upon him. Our Prophet says that it is recommendable that you should visit your family, but you should not become their neighbors. Why? Because if you become their neighbors, then it means that every day you will visit him, you will see him. And these things will be a little boring. And it is a very good hadith which our Prophet said, "Silu qarabatikum, O people, you should visit your close relatives, and it is necessary, and it should be silu qarabatikum, wala tujawiruhum, but you should not become their neighbors. Why? فَإِنَّ الْجَوَارَ يُورِثُ بَيْنَكُمْ الضَّغَائِنِ. Because if you become their neighbors, so then the hatred will increase between you. And your visiting will become ordinary, will become boring. There is a poem in Persian, it is from Sa'di, who says, برادر از برادر دور باشد که دیداری برادر نور باشد. Brother should be far from his brother, till whenever he sees his brother, he becomes happy. Not that they should be close to each other, and they visit every day each other, then this kind of visiting and seeing will be boring, and it's not recommendable. One thing is, which is very important, that here I should mention it, this is this matter that dear brothers and sisters, whenever you want to visit your brothers, your sisters, your relatives, you should know the time of him, and you should think about his precious time. Maybe he has a special work. Maybe he is a writer. He is a teacher. He is a professor. And his time is very worthy. So it means that you should not waste his time. And you should look. If he wants to see you, then you can go. And you can sit near him and you can talk with him. But if you think that if you go for visiting him, maybe you will waste his time, then it's not good that you visit him. And there is a hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. He says, whenever a person becomes sick, he is ill and he is lying on the bed, he is sleeping on the bed. Of course, when a person becomes sick and ill, many visitors will come and will see him. So it is a very good habit, and it has a special reward from Almighty Allah. But there is a very good advice from the Holy Prophet, who says, when you go to visit a person who is sick, so you should make your visiting very short, and it should not be in a detail till he become very tired. So it is a very good advice, And it is not only special for the Sikh people, and even for the others, for those who are leaders, for those who are a very famous persons, that they have many visitors and many people like to visit him. Then if everyone comes and visit him, maybe his time will be wasted. So it is recommendable that we should make the time of our visiting shorter. And as I told you in the beginning, the time is very important for us. So as the time is very important, so we should use it from our time, we should use it, and we should write some things, we should read some books, so we should increase our knowledge. So we should not waste neither our time nor the other's time. The last thing which I would like to mention here is this, that see, now the time changes, and you know that it is not necessary that we should have a journey from one place to another place to see or to visit our friends or our relatives. And if we cannot do that, it is recommendable that we should write down a letter for him, or we should phone to him, call him, or we should use through Skype and these new things which are created. So through those things we can talk with our friends and our relatives, till we should save the time, and also we should save the money. And by this way and by this manner, we are able to fulfill our desires and to fulfill our needs. Or we can write some things to him. But we should understand it, that when we call to someone, then the answer also necessary. And it is like, as there is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who says, التواصل بين الإخوان في الحذر التزاور وفي السفر التراسل. He says that the communication between the brothers and between the relatives, when they are in one place, is this, that you should visit each other, but not daily. But when you are in a journey, and your brother is far away from you, your relatives are far away from you, so it is better that you should write down for him and write a letter or give him a SMS. So it is very good. And there is again a saying from our Prophet who says, إِنَّ لِجَوَابِ الْكِتَابِ حَقًّا كَرَدِّ السَّلَامِ. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, that the answer of writing, the answer of SMS, the answer of letters, it is necessary, it is obligatory. إِنَّ لِجَوَابِ الْكِتَابِ حَقًّا كَرَدِّ السَّلَامِ. It is like returning of the salam. When someone gave you salam and greet you upon you, so we understood it that the answer is obligatory, it is wajib. So the same is the case with writing. If someone gave a salam through writing, through SMS, so it is recommendable that you should answer him, and you should not ignore him. And of course, as it is very important that this visiting should be according to a special role, so there should be neither so much nor so less, and it should be in a moderation way. I mean that in hadd i'tidal, which says in Arabic i'tidal, it should be between these two, in a moderation way it should be. And it is also recommendable in one of the role of the quantity of the social communication. I hope that we could use from these sayings, which are the golden advice of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And as I told you repeatedly, that first of all, we should understand these sayings, and then we should try to put these advices in the practice in according to those advices of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. We should practice in our life, God willing. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.